Hey, honey. I was thinking of running over to the Morristown Farmer's Market, but I forgot to put gas in my tank, and with this rain on the way, I'm kind of in a rush. Did you ever fix that air conditioning in your car? Oh, that's a relief. How much was it? If I'm gonna borrow it sometimes, it seems fair I split the cost with you. Can't have you spending all your savings this free. Oh, gosh. That sure was nice of him. Didn't know old man Austin did anything for free. Great mechanic. Runs a good shop, sure. But still, he... Oh, did he? Just like that? Well, isn't he just a dear? You know what? One good turn deserves another. Why don't we just invite him over for dinner? You know, just to say thank you. Oh, sweetheart, I raised you better than that. He'll love it, and so will you. He sounds like a very nice young man. Why, you two'll probably hit it off just great. You okay, honey? I thought you went a little blank for just a second. You ain't getting sick, are you? All right. In fact, why don't you go over and invite him right now? Tell him it'll be just us, so no need to get fancy. Oh, and if he asks what he can bring, tell him absolutely not. All we need is his handsome face. No, please tell him that. Exactly. Oh, I'm just teasing. However you think is best, honey. Now get. I need to check in, see if the hospital's gonna be set tonight. With this storm coming on, they might call out for extra help. And it's supposed to be a full moon. You know what that means.
Fourteen. 15. 16. 17. 19. 20. Phew. I must be rank. Or can you smell it from over there? No, come on in. Like what you see? And oh no, hang on. I can do better. So, back for more? Couldn't get enough. Aw, come on. One more. Then return the favor. I'm just messing with you, man. Seriously. It's good to see you're still around. How's the AC on your bird running? Cool. Glad to hear it. You know, if it gives you any trouble, it's on me. No extra... charge. I mean, to be honest, I still feel like I got the better end of the deal. So if you ever need anything else, just let me know. Mechanically, I mean, I'd be happy to take a look the next time something's off. No charge. Don't even bring it to the shop. Most things I can take care of right here in my garage. Yeah, I'm serious. No, it's not a prank. Think of it as store credit. After all, you've earned it. So, what you up to? Still taking it easy, or are you looking for work? Because, you know, my friend Jess, you remember him? Anyway, he always needs help at his pizza place. It's not fancy or nothing, but he's a good guy, and it's a great place to pick up chicks or anything else. And, I mean, everyone looks good in an apron. It's better than a suit. I mean, hey, you know, me and some guys go down by the river most every Sunday. You should come by. Sometimes it's, just me. No, don't worry. We've all grown up since then. A bit, believe it or not. To be honest, I think they might be glad to see you. Seems like more and more guys our age are moving away. One of my best friends just up and left for some girl he met online. Now he works in some kind of sales in Atlanta. A crying shame. Anyway, all this to say, you could totally come by. It's cool. We hang, we swim, we lay around on the grass. Some real country stuff, you know, like you probably used to do. Not like there's much else to do around back here, huh? And, they don't need to know about, yeah, about nothing. Right. It was nothing. It was just some fun. You did have fun, right? Good, good. I mean, the boys might say it was soft for this, but it's not really fun for me unless the other person's into it, you know? Believe it or not. Nah, you're right. That is normal. Or it should be. Oh, I think most people feel that way. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. I do, too. And I mean, man, that was some kind of work you did. If I could work that hard, that, well, I'd be a millionaire. Or at least married to a very, very happy wife. I'll say it. I'll say it. I'm jealous. You went at it like a champ. And didn't stop until you got what you wanted. I had no idea college boys could be such rock stars in bed. Or, on the floor of some guy's garage. Yeah. So, what you doing tonight? Oh. Dinner, huh? I mean, I've got a lot of work to do in my bird. Gotta get everything inside before the rain starts. Of course, radio said the storm won't start until, I mean, you're serious? You sure it's not going to put your mom out? I mean, heck, man. You know we're square, right? You don't owe me a thing. Far from it. Okay, man. Yeah, that sounds great. Tell her thanks for me and I'll be over tonight. 6? Yeah, 6 sounds great. Great. Should I, bring anything?
Oh, would you get that? I'm just about to drain the pasta.
Hey, I didn't come too early, did I? Something smells good. Hey, I hope it's okay that I brought this. Just a nice red wine my aunt likes. She's a bit of a traveler and...
Oh, hey, Dallas. It's so good to see you. And after so long. My, my. Don't you look put together. Honey, doesn't he look nice? You know, I used to do his hair just like that for church and funerals.
Hey, maybe he can show me a thing or two.
Oh, I'm sure I could. Of course, nowadays he won't let me touch it. But, oh, come in, come in. It looks like it's starting to rain out there. You didn't get wet, did you?
No, ma'am. Just a sprinkle. And thank you so much for having me over.
Oh, you don't have to call me ma'am. We're all neighbors, and we're all adults now, ain't we?
Yes, ma'am. I try. Although, sometimes I still feel like a teenager.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. Wait till you're my age.
Just a couple more years, then.
Oh, you. Kitchen is right this way. Everything's almost ready. Would you like something to drink?
Anything's fine with me. Though, I did bring this bottle of wine. I wasn't sure if you drink, but my aunt ordered this from Spain, and they sent her too many. I don't know much about wine, but I thought you'd might like to try it.
Well, aren't you just the sweetest thing? We can have it with dessert. Dinner's on the table. What you say we get started?
Ma'am, these meatballs are amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, you are too nice. Isn't he just so nice, honey? Actually, it's Parmesan. Adds flavor and moisture.
Seriously, thanks so much for inviting me over. It's not often I get to have a really civilized sit-down meal.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Isn't it, honey? I understand you really did us a favor. I hope my son didn't drive too hard a bargain. I didn't raise him to take anything for free.
Oh, it was my pleasure, ma'am. I couldn't let a neighbor drive around all hot and sweaty all summer long. It's in the oath to make a swear. Besides, we're neighbors. What's the world coming to if two guys from the same street can't help each other out?
Well said, Dallas. Well said. You're gonna make some mother-in-law very happy someday. I can tell.
Well, first I gotta find someone who can put up with me.
Oh, do y'all hear that? Oh, that's me. I'm the only Gen X at the table, and I'm the one with the cell phone going off. One sec. Ah, shoot. It's the hospital. I'll be back in just a second, boys. Hey, honey, entertain Dallas, won't you?
Come on, what's that look for? I'm having a nice time. Okay, yeah, I was thinking it. So how are you gonna entertain me? I didn't say it. You dragged it out of me. And besides, she's nice. I mean it. You're a lucky guy. Even if I had gone to college, I wouldn't have anything like this to come home to. Not like...
Oh, boys, I am so sorry. But from the sound of it, the ward is absolutely drowning. Something about this storm has to let everyone off the hook. I simply have to go in. They've already called everyone else. Dallas, dear, can you forgive me for leaving you alone? I know this was supposed to be our nice family dinner and all, but I just have to go in.
Well, that's quite all right, ma'am. You need a ride?
Oh, thank you. That's very considerate. But I'll feel better if I know you're both safe at home. Worst case, if the storm gets too bad, I can stay overnight in the hospital. There's plenty in the fridge. There's even a few Beer's in the back. Dallas, please help yourself to anything that looks good. You know, you've been our neighbor for so long, and we trust you around here.
Oh, all right, if you insist. But seriously, thank you so much for everything.
Don't mention it. Now you boys play nice. Honey, I want you to be a good host. I'll be back in, a few hours. At least before midnight. Unless I get stuck there. But I'll call you if I do.
So, you want to help clear the table, or are you just going to watch me? I'll wash if you dry. We already know you're pretty good at polishing stuff, huh? Aw, come on. Can't we joke around? I mean, we grew up down the street from each other. Forget it, man. I'm not acting weird. You're the one who didn't say two words to me at all through dinner. Your mom probably thinks I was a huge dick to you or something. Not like that. Freaking heck, man. I mean, yes, it was great. Best blowjob I've had in a while. That orgasm has been living rent-free in my brain for days. And in my balls. Is that what you wanted to hear? That you were good? Well, you were great, man. You sucked me like a champ and it made me come better than if I jacked myself. It was incredible. Top notch, 10 out of 10. Happy now? Hey, I got dressed up because I was invited for dinner. You remember what that means, right? You haven't been at college long enough to forget. Someone's mom asks you to come over, you come over and you come proper. Look, it's nice, all right? This, everything. Dinner, company. Having somewhere to go that's not just a bunch of guys I've known forever. Having time with you. Yes, you. Hey, you're dripping on the floor. The dish. I mean, in your hands. That. I meant. Look. I'm a straightforward kind of guy. And I like what I like. And I try to be honest about it. With myself and with other people. The way I see it is. Having to hide something takes away half the fun, you know? So yeah, I kind of like you. I'd like to get to know you. Better, I mean. More than in high school. We're not really... Well, I know it doesn't feel like so long ago, but it was. We're both grown, and man should be honest. Like, when you have a crush on someone, your friends should be the first ones to hear about it. So they can cheer you on, build you up. It's all then, but I guess I'm feeling a little guilty because I haven't told any of them yet that I... might sort of probably have a crush on you. Nah, it doesn't mean anything. It's just feelings. I mean, not unless you want it to. Let's just finish these dishes. Then I can go home if you want. Or... you could show me your room. It's nice. I should keep it exactly the same. Yeah, mine did too. Dresser, laundry basket, bed. Great tour, thanks. So, can I make a suggestion? As a someone who knows you a little and would like to know you more. Okay. Here's what could happen. I can close this door and I can get a little closer to you than I should. And then I could ask if it's okay to do something. And you're gonna say something adorable like, "What?" And then I say this. And then I'm gonna wanna do it again. Cause it's even better than I thought it would be. And in case you forgot, it's only our first try. Step back just a little and see if you follow me, and I'm gonna get a real serious look on my face and ask, "Is this okay?" And then I'll smile the biggest could even grin you've ever seen. If I do it right, you'll want to punch me. But I'll get real close and I'll ask, "You want this?" Like I don't already know the answer. Like I can't see it. Like you even need to say one word all night. One more word out of these lips. But, hey, I'm the guest. I gotta be polite. I had to ask. Freaking heck, you know what you are. You're like a dream come true. Oh my man, you've got to let me return the favor. It's only fair. You know what I mean. Let me just show you this wasn't just a quick one-way kind of thing. Hey, I am perfectly capable of multitasking. I can crush on someone and want their cock in my mouth. And I do want this cock. under these jeans, in my mouth. Now, you gonna make me strip you below the waist? Or would you enjoy that? Yeah, better do it. Belt off. Jeans gone. Yeah, oh yeah. You okay on your back? Comfortable. Good. Oh, don't you worry about me. I'm right where I want to be. Wait. Would you do something for me? Just a tiny little game. Take your underwear down. Slow. Slower. Creep it down. Make me wait for it. Oh my God. That is so hot. Oh. Drives me freaking crazy. Fuck. Excuse my language. It's just, look what I've done to you. There's nothing left to hide behind. Look what's waiting for me. Here. Pretty boy. You done this before? Of course you have. Shaving cocksucker like you has to have lots of practice, huh? Nobody gets good at anything without. Practice. Plenty of time for everything. I'm pretty sure we have the house to ourselves tonight. I really should get your mom a thank you present. Oh, I am very happy where I am. Besides, don't you think I owe you? I mean, this. I've been trying to remember that thing you did with your tongue. Was it this? Or more like this? No, I think it was a more of a whole mouth thing, like this. Don't look now, but you're leaking. Are you kidding? I love it. I love having an effect on people, and not just people. I love having an effect on you. I love how you press into me when I touch your belly, and how your fingers curl when I run my lips up. Guys who like it when you just lay there are idiots. The whole point is to make someone feel it. Nothing hotter than giving someone what they didn't know they were missing, huh? So, how would you feel if I took this in the second gear? I mean, where you are, I can work with my hands and give your ass the workout it so clearly needs. I told ya, I can multitask. Yeah? Not gonna make me wait for the next dinner invite. All right. Thank you. This is great. This is everything I wanted. You're pretty great. Scooch up a bit. Oh, and what's good old boy Dallas had in his back pocket? 2 fresh condoms, and what's this? Only the best brand of personal lubricant they sell at the only sex shop in the county. A fresh tube? Why, Dallas, you shouldn't have. No, don't thank me yet. Okay. So, just so we're clear, we are skipping the part where we get drunk so that tomorrow you can pretend that this is, like, totally straight, right? Good. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You like that, huh? You like how that feels? Slicking hard. Call me old-fashioned, but I don't think there's anything that feels better than rubbing on each other. Come on, you can get into it. Show me how much you want it. Come on. Let me stroke you. Trust me. Lay back and let me work. Cocks ain't rocket science. It's all about rhythm. Rhythm and persistence. You like how that feels? Right at your hole. Oh no, hot stuff. I want you flat on your back. I'm sure you'd be right pretty on all fours, and I like you here. Where I can work with you. Where I can make sure you get your fair share, and where I can look into your pretty face. And do this. Oh man, that is nice. You okay? You bet I won't stop touching you. Oh man, we are gonna make such a mess. I can feel it. Absolutely. Whenever you like. Ah, and you feel great. Beautiful. You feel absolutely beautiful. I can hardly believe it. Oh, I'm safe, am I? Maybe I am. Well, I figure. The man with his hand around your dick and his cock in your ass. On your own bed. Can feel any way he likes. So yeah. Maybe I am sappy. Maybe I'm crushing on you like an 18-wheeler. Maybe my heart was going faster and faster and faster all the way down to the street. To your house. Maybe I even thought about canceling. Right up until you opened the door. Maybe. I try not to tell stories when I get myself laid. That's too easy. My point is, maybe I'm the luckiest guy in town tonight. And maybe I know it. Why should I be afraid to say so? I'm still gonna come in your ass. Oh, I'm gonna come in ya. On your own bed. Hey, touch my nipples, would you? My hands are a little busy. Show me some love. I can't do all the work. Fuck. Summer's still young, man. You better decide to nail me down or keep me away, cause I'm gonna want this. This. As long as you're in town. No way in hell am I gonna let you out of my sight. Boy, if you let me, I'm gonna nail you down and print my name in kisses on your chest. Day and fucking night. Indoor, outdoor, in my garage, in your bedroom. Oh man, that's good. Oh man, you are fine. Absolutely fucking fine. Fuck. I'm sorry about my language. But you're fucking wasted on college boys. You know that. You need a man to show you exactly how good you are. And damn, you are fucking good. Oh, so nice and warm inside you. Feels so fucking good. You got me sweating. Fuck. I saw you peeking at my arms earlier when I was lifting. Yeah, you like that. You like the view. Let me flex for you. Come on, take a good long gander. Yeah. All yours, baby. Use them as a pillow kiss on them. Maybe. Just maybe if you're into it. I could wrap my arm around your neck. But that's for something else. That's for another time, huh? Right now, boy. This is just right. You feel just right. Do I feel just right? Good boy. Yeah? You need a real man, don't you? Isn't that right? Don't you real? Don't you? Need a real man. One that knows how to use his hands. Knows what an ass needs to be fucked. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do. Of course you do, boy. Fuck, you get me pumped when you talk back to me. Oh, and you're gonna get it too. Oh man, are you gonna give it? You're gonna give it to me, and you're gonna get it. You're gonna take it. You're gonna enjoy it. I told ya, I like it when they like it. Say it for me. Tell me how much you like this. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yes, man. Oh, thank you. That's it. Oh, keep telling me what a good job I'm doing for you. Fuck. Oh yeah. All for you. In and out. All for you. In and out. Fuck. fuck, fucking fuck. Oh, you're gonna have to fight me to get off of you. Oh. I can't imagine letting you go for one fucking second. It's gonna take all my fucking strength not to tackle you down. Every time I see that pretty face of yours. Yeah, college boy. Fuck you, fuck. 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 Fucking fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Say my fucking name. Say my fucking name. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fucking fuck. Keep your fucking hands down. Don't cover your face. Fuck. Look at me. Look at me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh man, give me a minute. Whew. Wow, wow. What now? You go back to school and brag about the hometown hunk you bagged over the summer. Tell them all how you blew my cock and then you blew my mind. Oh, pretty boy. You don't get me at all. Play it up. Brag as much as you like. Tell them you caught me with a first look. Then the first lick. Oh, pretty boy. You don't get me at all. Blade up. Brag as much as you like. Tell him you caught me with the first look. Then first lick. You got me coming around for more day after day. Until the summer ended. Tell him. All about how I couldn't stand to see you leave. And I begged to come visit you. I couldn't get enough. And once you left, even the hometown hotties didn't do so much as make my dick twitch anymore. Tell them that. All of that. One, it's all true. Mostly. Two, the parts that aren't true, I'm gonna do my best to make happen before September steals you away from me. Three, this way, when I come to see you at your big fancy college, in your dorm, everyone's gonna know why your roommate is spending the night at his friend's. And nobody is gonna miss the sounds through the walls. Your sounds, as I take what I came for and remind you of what you're missing. Sound good? Good. It's a date.